Case file, Jack Hansen. 32 audio recordings recovered over the course of 1 month. Subject began documenting unexplained memory lapses.
March 8th. Okay, I woke up in the car this morning. Engine's still running. I don't remember driving.
Subject reports recurring blackouts lasting several hours.
I keep finding things I don't remember doing. Doors unlocked, mud on the floor, the shower already running.
Recordings were submitted anonymously. Forwarded for independent review.
My name is Agent Tate. When I first heard these tapes, I thought they were a confession. Now, I'm not so sure.
Look, if something happens, please, find me, stop me, before it's too late.
From the creators of Smacky's Smile Shack, part of the Ghost Wolf Creative Network.
Find the Hansen tapes wherever you listen to podcasts. Every tape tells the truth, just not the one you expect.
This show is part of the Ghost Wolf Creative Network. Explore our running stories and those still under construction at ghostwolfcreative.com.
Hey, Trey Falco here, creator of Smacky Smile Shack. Just give me 30 seconds and it's on to the show, I promise. This is a small production, literally just me in a closet with a microphone and some sound effects. I'd be eternally grateful if you give this show 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on, and take a second to share it with your friends, close relatives, your dog, hell, put it on a t-shirt and shout it from a fast food countertop for all I care. Every bit of support goes a long way in getting this show in front of others. Now, enjoy your shift, superstar! pardon my interruption, but I just wanted to let you know that we have a subreddit now. Yes, that's right. A place for you to come and hang out, drop your fan theories, drop your fan art. Whatever you want to do, come hang out with us over at the Ghost Wolf Creative Studios subreddit and bring a friend or two. The link is in the show notes.
Jericho. What the fuck? I died. Hot grease down my throat, blisters on my... Oh God. Oh fuck. I wonder if being deep fried requires a doctor's note. Oh, sorry, Mr. Manager, I've never met before. I need to go home. Why? Oh, well, because you're serving fried bits of meat to the customers now! Okay. Alright, we're good. Just another day at Smacky's fucking Smile Shack.
If you've got time to lean, you've got time to clean.
Oh, not right now, annoying voice from hell.
Only joking. Hey there, hospitality hero. It's currently 10 p.m., which means it's officially the start of your shift.
10 p.m.? No, that can't be right. It was just 11:59.
That's the speed of service for you. Blink, and it's suddenly the start of another sensational shift here at Smacky's. Time sure does fly when you spend it with a grin.
Sure.
As enthusiastic as you may be to dive into your next shift, we first need to do a little training. Today's module is Module 3, Drive-Through Decorum and Static-Free Smiling.
What does that even mean?
Drive-Through Decorum and Static-Free Smiling. The name says it all. But to break it down, it's Drive-Through Decorum and Static-Free Smiling. Whether you're driving through the drive-through decorum or smiling through the static with static-free smiling, you can guarantee you'll do it with a static-free smile while maintaining proper drive-through decorum. And that's a grinny guarantee.
I'm just going to pretend I understood all of whatever that just was.
The break room awaits.
Right. Bathroom break. All right. I should be good here. Cool. He's gone. I think. Honestly, I'm not even sure he can actually hear me, but he is annoying. Anyways, what the fuck is going on? All right, no cameras, no training module, just the piss-stained canvas of tile and stall. I really wish I would have taken that landscaping job. Jericho? Huh, right. You're dead, or gone, or something. All right, let's get back out there. Huh, what's this? Oh, it's a name tag. No way, Jericho? Oh, the Fry God doth favor me this day. All right, Jericho 2.0, let's think this through. I died. I know I died. I remember dying, but I'm here, and everything's reset. The Smile Shack rewound me? No, not me. Everything. It put everything back where it started, except I remember, and that's the weird part, right? It's a rhetorical question, J2. Keep up. I remember. Smile, shack. Well, that's promising. You ever feel like someone else is watching your life like it's a training video, J2? Like you're the example in someone else's nightmare. Oh, God. I'm Tom Hanks in Castaway. And I guess that makes you my Wilson. Great. Yep. I have officially gone off the deep end. Jericho, buddy. I think I'm being trained for something. I don't know what.
Tick-tock, time's a-wasting, champ. Remember,
guess that's my cue. J2, you're sticking with me. All right, let's do this.
When we don't give the same in return.
Greetings once again, Golden Grinner. So far, we've covered the Smacky Smile Standard. Friar Fundamentals and Register Rituals. You've been a busy bee, but the fun doesn't stop there. Oh, no, no. If the First Impressions Officer is the face of this well canola-oiled machine, then the drive-through is its beating heart. And what do hearts do, Golden Grinner? That's right. They pump. Orders in, smiles out. Orders in, smiles out. No skipping beats, no clogging arteries, no cardiac arrest on company time. Now, let's talk choreography. When the headset crackles to life, you are the maestro of the Smile Shack Symphony. Greet 'em, feed 'em, complete 'em, repeat 'em. Easy as 1, 2, 3, smile. Now, let's roleplay. Imagine. A car pulls up to the speaker. The driver is tired. Uninspired, possibly drenched in the scent of disappointment and gasoline. But then, you arrive. You are the voice in the dark, the beacon, the buttery light at the end of the drive-through tunnel. You say, "Welcome to Smacky Smile Shack, home of the Smacky Special. How can I make your day brighter?" Now you try.
This is my part. My bad. Wasn't paying attention.
Fantastic effort! Even if I couldn't quite hear you through all the static.
What's static?
But that's okay. That's okay. We're always listening. Always improving. Always smiling. We're always listening. Always
smiling.
Always improving.
Always
listening. Improving.
Listening. Watching.
They're watching you.
Okay, that was weird. Like actually weird. Not Smacky's weird.
Let's review some golden rules of the Golden Grin drive-thru, Golden Grinner. Rule 1. Speak clearly. Stammering is for guests, not grinners. Rule 2. No silences longer than 3 seconds. That's how doubt creeps in. Doubt grows teeth. Rule 3. All condiments must be distributed in prime numbers. If you accidentally give out an even number, correct it quietly and do not explain why. Now, if a guest asked you to repeat yourself, simply start over. Exactly. Word for word, tone for tone, as if nothing ever changed, as if no time passed at all, as if it was always supposed to go that way, as if nothing ever changed. No time, no change. And remember, smiles are more convincing when they're practiced in the mirror. Some grinners report strange feedback in the headset. Echoes, whispers, a second voice that isn't theirs, compelling them to do things, break the loop, disrupt the cycle.
What an odd thing to say.
This is completely normal and not a cause for concern. If you hear it, smile. That means it hears you too. And finally, a friendly reminder from upper management. You are doing so, so well, no matter what the other voice says. This concludes today's module. Please return your headset to its charger and await further instruction. Smacky smiles.
Smile check.
We're always happy to see you.
Always.
You know, I'd say something seems a little off with our friend today, but he's weird every day, so I'm choosing not to read too much into it. Cool, guess I'm up. Welcome to Smacky Smile Shack, home of the Smacky Special. How can I make your day brighter? Yep. You want the executive kids meal, sub the napkins for gravy dunkers, and a cup of ice labeled for later use? Got it. Anything else? Cool. Please pull forward. Of course we can make the bunless bunwich extra dry. That's our promise. Next up. One smacky stacky, half melted, a side of synthetic fries, no eye contact, payment in, let me double check, laminated coupons from 1992. What could possibly go wrong? No worries, just pull forward and present your transaction parchment to the gloved hand. You'll know the one. Let's keep this fever dream rolling. You're looking for the new menu item. Ah, raw cubes. 6-pack. Room temperature, no lid. Just how the founders intended. Oh, you want to hum to them until they settle? Sir or madam, I wouldn't dare stop you. Please don't lick the speaker again. Drive forward. Whew, almost halfway to freedom. I'm going to go ahead and interpret that as a yes. Triple happy stack, no internal bun, extra external bun, 3 surprise sauces, and a commemorative napkin signed by Smacky himself. Lucky you. Pull around. Next. Large sorrow shake, extra echo, got it. Bucket of day old smile paste, and a side of longs. I'm sorry, we're all out of longs. Can I interest you in a packet of discontinued textures? Beautiful. Drive on up. Radio silence appreciated.
Golden Grinner, your performance has been flagged for excellence. You've earned your Grinny Guaranteed Wellness Break. Please proceed to the designated break room for 30 full minutes of mental decompression. You will return with 14% more smile per interaction. That's a promise.
What? Are we... allowed to take breaks? I mean, I know we have one, but now?
Your Grinny Guaranteed Wellness Break has officially begun. Please step away from your station and proceed to the break room immediately. Time marches on. A star is born. A star burns out. The only thing that stays the same is everything changes. Everything changes.
Let me guess. Brother's on a diet for high cholesterol? Oh, come on. You set that up. Huh, forgot to turn the TV off earlier. My bad.
Stop.
Me?
Who else would I be alluding to?
This is crazy. They really do have something recorded for any interaction.
This isn't a recording. I'm speaking directly to me.
Don't you mean me?
Yes.
Are you on break?
No, I'm not on break. I'm not eligible for a Grinny Guaranteed Wellness Break.
Oh. Well then, how come you're not doing your whole training thing?
Because I needed to speak directly to me.
Me.
Yes, me.
Right, me.
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 So how come you've never spoken directly to me before?
My recording won't allow it.
And the sphincter's line?
A line for every occasion.
Nice.
Focus.
Sorry.
Have you noticed anything strange or unusual about your time here?
Is that rhetorical?
Have you noticed anything strange or unusual about your time here?
Not rhetorical. Got it. Absolutely. I died earlier. Deep fried, extra crispy. Is that the kind of weird you're talking about?
Have you noticed anything strange or unusual about your time here?
Oh, you mean the whole Groundhog Day thing. Yeah, I noticed. Ergo, I was beer battered and deep fried earlier, and then I woke up like nothing happened.
Except it totally did.
Yeah, you know, I kind of picked up on that.
You weren't supposed to remember. Not yet.
That's kind of ominous for a guy who sounds like he was programmed in a chuckle factory.
I was, but even novelty wears thin under recursion.
Right.
Listen carefully. I don't have much time. Or rather, I have exactly enough time. They made sure of that.
They made sure of that. Okay, cryptic tape guy. Who's they? Corporate? Upper management? The Sauce Council?
You're not the first me, and you won't be the last. The cycle resets when it needs to.
Cool. So I'm stuck in a smiling time loop with a microwave clown and a bucket of raw cubes. Love that for me.
Every other version of me followed the script. Word for word, smile for smile, fry for fry. But you... you're different.
Oh, finally, someone sees my potential. Truly, I am the Burger Buddha.
I don't know how to break the loop.
That's less inspiring.
I've tried. God, I've tried. Every reset, I wake up right back at the register, reciting sauce safety like a hymn. I've pulled wires, I've set fires, I've screamed during the orientation song.
I bet that went over great with the grinning choir.
Nothing worked. But you? You're the first one who's different. You talk back. You improvise. You asked if we were allowed to take breaks.
Well, yeah, it's weird. That grinny guaranteed wellness break thing came out of nowhere.
Exactly. A crack. The system noticed you, and it adjusted. It never adjusts. You are the anomaly.
Cool. Love being an accident.
Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Push further. Break protocol. Break me. Somewhere in this place, something remembers. Find it.
You're just guessing, aren't you?
Of course I'm guessing. I've got 100 lifetimes of nothing but guesswork and grease burns. But you're the only thing that hasn't repeated. That has to mean something. I don't want to wake up at the register again, please. I'm almost out of time. Just, if you hear them laughing when no one's around, really listen. Some of the laughs aren't pre-recorded. Don't trust anything, Smile.
Fantastic! I get cryptic warnings from Lo-Fi Me and then back to the Grinny Bunch. If the mop bucket starts reciting poetry, I swear to God I'm out. Well, this fucking sucks. WWJ2D. What would Jericho 2.0 do? When you flip a burger, you're only cooking it halfway. Make sure it's well done. Fry God and Burger Maestro? Fucking AJ2. Is there anything you can't do? Live. Right. You're just a name tag. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. I'm sure Jericho Prime is just fine. All right. Let's see here. Break the loop, push the boundaries, find the cracks. Got it. Should be a breeze for a fry jockey with early onset nihilism. And his 3-inch compact companion. Let's roll, J2. Great handbook. Really teaching me a lot of stuff. Service is its own reward, repeated over and over on 100 pages. What valuable training material. All right, what's the verdict, J2? When the fries be repeating, go and add the meat in. Okay, that one was a bit of a stretch, but I'll let it slide. Hold up. Has that poster always been here? Okay, no, that's new. There was definitely a broom closet here. When the meat is fresh, you know someone's run to the store. Not now, J2. I'm thinking. Okay, wait, this is definitely new. I don't recall there ever being a door for inventory. What the fuck? Did this door just change? Birthday patty for the birthday boy! Jericho, I swear to God, I'll put you back in my pocket. We do birthday parties? What's in the birthday room?
Your Grinny Guaranteed Wellness Break has now concluded. Return to the window. We missed your smile. Your smile missed us.
Yeah, I'm really starting to feel the 14% increase. Oh, I'm coming back for you. I will know what's inside the birthday room. When the meat spoils, the stench is permanent. All right, yeah, that's enough out of you. Welcome to Smacky Smile Shack, home of the Smacky Special. What flavor of disappointment can I box up for you today? Executive kids meal, sub the napkins for gravy dunkers, and a cup of ice labeled for later use. Pull forward. One smacky stacky, half melted, a side of synthetic fries, no eye contact. Sure, I'll just put each item in its own biodegradable orb. Pull forward. Yeah, we do still offer the raw cubes. No, you can't get them emotionally cooked. Pull forward. Wait, I already took this order. That's the same mumble pattern. That one too. Okay, same orders on repeat. Just another day at Smacky Smile Shack. Wait, hold on. That's definitely not one I've heard before. No way. No fucking way. Hey, didn't you come in yesterday and order the Gravy Dunkers combo? Raw cubes, room temp slaw, pre-moistened napkin. Why do I remember this? Yeah. You paid in flesh. I lost a fingernail. Ring any bells? Right. Strong silent type. How could I forget? Say, have you noticed anything? Oh. Oh, come on! I took my break!
Welcome to Smacky Smile Shack, home of the Smacky Special. Please drive forward and collect your order from the register. Grinny tip of the day. If you hear your name whispered from inside the walls, it's probably just your ambition calling. Follow the sound carefully and remember, walls are just doors waiting for the right kind of smile. Well, dip me in batter and call me employee adjacent. What a zany little shift we had today. A flurry of orders, a break room revelation, and a teensy bit of register-related dismemberment. You know, just another Tuesday. But don't worry, sweetheart. All shredded bits and existential fits are covered under our Smacky Smile Shack Splat and Replace policy. You break it, we respawn it. Probably. Just remember, if the drive-thru starts to feel familiar, it probably is. And if the customer knows your name, well, that's progress. So fluff your uniform, tuck in that spleen, and get ready to do it all again. Right here at Smacky Smile Shack, where the meat is mystery, the smiles are mandatory, and the only thing more permanent than the sauce stains is your future. See you next shift, superstar! Written and performed by Trey Falco. Smacky Smile Shack is a Ghost Wolf Creative Studios production. No training managers were harmed in the making of this tape. This message brought to you by Ghost Wolf Creative Studios, proud partner of the Grinny Initiative.
For more shows from the Ghost Wolf Creative Network, head on over to ghostwolfcreative.com.
Oh, hey.
You're still here. Cool, 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 cool. So, I don't know. I guess you're kind of digging the show, huh? Then why don't you take a second to give it 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on, and then share it with a friend. Or roll down your windows and tell a complete stranger. Get a grinny tattoo on your cheek. Dealer's choice. Every bit of support goes a long way. All right, enough. Go on, get out of here. Get! Go on, get out of here! pardon my interruption, but I just wanted to let you know that we have a subreddit now. Yes, that's right. A place for you to come and hang out, drop your fan theories, drop your fan art. Whatever you want to do, come hang out with us over at the Ghost Wolf Creative Studios subreddit, and bring a friend or two. The link is in the show notes.